talking about Sirius Aimer, it's Parshas Emor, unless we just lean Parshas Emor, which has the mitzvah of Sirius Aimer, and it's in Yonad Yayma. Sirius Aimer, probably the most well-known halach in Hilchas Sirius Aimer, Shulchan Aruch brings down that if somebody asks you, so what's tonight? So you're not supposed to say tonight's the 35th. Of course, now you could, now at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, no problem, but tonight, once it gets dark, if somebody asks you what's tonight, you're not supposed to say tonight's the 35th, you're supposed to say last night was the 34th, and then I'll figure out that tonight's the 35th. Now, this is written in the Shulchan Aruch. It comes from an Avud Raham. First thing I want to do is take a look at the whole paragraph in the Avud Raham. There's something very interesting there. He starts off with an opinion that not like this. Wasn't talking about this scenario, but he writes that he brings down a Machzor Vitri. It's one of the earliest Rishonim. The Machzor Vitri was a Talmud of Rashi. He writes, that allows us to wonder whether this reflected Shitas Rashi or not. I'm not sure, but the Machzor Vitri writes that if somebody is davening at a minyan that's really earlier, let's say it's Bein HaShemashos, so it's not ideal time to count Sirius Aimer, but that's when they're davening and they're counting Sirius Aimer. So he should count with them without a bracha. That way he covered his bases in case he forgets later, at least he counted. And then later, when it's the more lechatchila dikizman, he should count with a bracha. So that's a... Yeah, so you say that...
Let's say that was the time to do it. So the
Machzavitri writes this, the Avud Raham says, what do you mean? But if you relate to the mitzvah, you can't do the bracha, you can't make a bracha anymore afterwards. And he brings a Rambam that says that once you were yaitzeh the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha anymore. Oh wait! What he brings is a Rambam that says that if you did the mitzvah without a bracha, you were yaitzeh dechavasai. And so he says, so how could you still do the mitzvah with a bracha? So he says, no, of course this is not right. Once you fulfill the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha anymore. And therefore, the Avud Raham says, since this is not right. Because really, once you fulfill the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha anymore. Therefore, one has to be very careful that if his friend taps him on the shoulder, right before the Sirius Aimer and says, what's tonight? Don't say tonight's the 35th, because then you won't be able to make the bracha anymore. Rather, you should say last night was the 34th and let him figure out that tonight's the 35th. He says this as part of his machlaikis on the Machzor Vitri, because we don't hold like this Machzor Vitri, so therefore you have to be concerned about this. What's interesting is that the Gros says that we shouldn't be so quick to dismiss this Machzor Vitri. It sounds like you reacted to it, Barry, yeah. That it goes against everything that we were familiar with. Okay, because we don't pass on like this, but the Machzor Vitri's opinion, he says, has a basis. The idea is that there's two things to be Yetzei Dechavase. This is how the Gra explains. There's Yetzei Dechavase of the mitzvah and Yetzei Dechavase of the bracha. Okay, yeah, call it that. And if there's a mitzvah of Sirius HaOmer, so that means that you're expected to do two things. You're expected to count Sirius HaOmer, and you're expected to make a bracha on Sirius HaOmer. And if you weren't yet yaitzei dechavasei of the bracha, then you do the mitzvah again to make the bracha. The Gros says that's the opinion of the Machzor Vitri. And while it seems, eyebrow raising, he says we do have a precedent for this by Kriya Shema. If a person says Kriya Shema before he goes to shul without a bracha, he could still say Kriya Shema with the brachas in shul. So he says that's just like this. You did the mitzvah already. You were yesterday the mitzvah, but you weren't yesterday the bracha. So you could still repeat the mitzvah with the bracha just for the sake of getting the brachas.
Kriya Shema, it's like waiting for the first mission
brachas.
It's like waiting for the Torah. You don't lose anything.
No, that's in the opposite way around. That's where you said Kriya Shema with the brachas, and then later you're going to say Kriya Shema. We're doing that if somebody said Kriya Shema earlier before he went to shul, and then he comes to be yaitzeh the mitzvah, and then he comes to shul and he's saying Kriya Shema with the brachas. How could he say the brachas? He already was yaitzeh the mitzvah. So you see that he wasn't yet to the brachos, so he redoes the mitzvah for the purpose of saying the brachos. Now the Gros says that although it's a precedent, but we won't call it a proof, it could certainly be that Kriya Shema is different. We're not going to really go through this now. This is a whole nother discussion. The relationship between Kriya Shema and its brachos, how close is that? How similar is that to the relationship between most mitzvahs and their brachos? some Rishonim treat them as being similar, but some Rishonim say they're very different. So the Gra says that this whole discussion might really tie into that discussion. But he says, but it's not a crazy shita, this Machzavitri. It's not flat out wrong. It's a shita Rishonim that you could be yaitzah the mitzvah and then repeat the mitzvah just to make the bracha. But and of course, if you believe in that, then there's absolutely no concern. If somebody asks you what's tonight, and you say tonight's the 35th, now you blew it. You didn't blow anything because you didn't make a bracha. You could still count again with the bracha. But that's not how we're knowing, right? We're lahalacha. We don't paskin like that. Machzavitri, the Shulchan Aruch, after all, he does bring down. They have to be careful when you're responding to your friends. So that means that lahalacha, we don't follow this sheet of the Machzavitri. Even the Gra who defends him, he doesn't mean to say that we paskin like him. He just means to say that it's a legitimate sheet as we shayin him. But we paskin that once you react to the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha anymore. And so therefore, that gives rise to this famous Chiddush of the Avudram that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody says, what's tonight? You don't say what tonight is, you say what last night was. Now, although, like I said, it's a very famous halacha, you know, one of the most well-known things about Sefiras HaOmer, but when you get into the fine print, we'll see that it's really not at all pashut, and there's a lot of carve-outs and exceptions and dispensations within this halacha. So, first of all, if somebody says, what's tonight? And you say, 35. So, is that really a mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer? Did you do Sefiras HaOmer? You just said 35. Usually when you count Sefiras HaOmer, you say it's the 35th day of the Omer. Right? 35 days. La'Omer. You didn't say La'Omer. So the Magen says, okay, the La'Omer is not Ma'akev. It's true, you didn't say La'Omer. Mm-hmm. But that's not Ma'akev. You could be Yaitzeh your mitzvah even without La'Omer.
Yeah, but didn't mean to be Yaitzeh.
But what... We'll come to that. But what about the Hayoim? You didn't say Hayoim. If somebody said, what's today, and you just said 35, so then you can't be Yaitzeh Sefiras HaOmer like that. Even if you could be Yaitzeh Sefiras HaOmer without the whole entire sentence, you don't need the word La'Omer at the end, but you definitely need the Hayoim. If you just say, you know, if you make a bracha tonight, 35, you're not going to be Yaitzeh with that. You have to say Hayoim. Today is the 35th day of the Omer. But over here, when you're answering your friend, you didn't say Hayoim. So the Magen Avraham says that Echanami. There's nothing wrong with that. You're allowed. If you want to say 35, you're allowed to say 35. Hmm. What you're not, you're just not allowed to say today is 35. So, which might even be an awkward conversation. You know, what's today? I don't know if you would normally say today is 35. But that's the only thing that you're not allowed to do. When the Shulchan Aruch says, be careful, don't say today, just say yesterday. It means if you're going to answer in a complete sentence, very formally, today is the 35th, that you have to avoid. So if you feel like answering in a complete sentence like that, you have to say last night was the 34th. But if you want to just say the number 35, no problem. The Magen Avraham says, no, your Abba argues, he says, come on, if you're allowed to just say 35, so why did the Shulchan Aruch say they have to, like, you know, give a very roundabout answer that last night was, should have just told us to say, you know, 35 without saying Hayoim. So the Rabbi says that if you say the 35, you'll be Yaitzeh. You have to avoid saying the number 35. Well, what's Pshat in that, El Yerav? Would he hold that if you just say 35 out of context, you make the bracha, like I said before, and then you say 35, would he hold that you're Yaitzeh? So I suspect that the Ali Rabba really agrees that you're not Yaitzeh with that. He agrees with the Magen Avraham said that the Hayoim is Ma'akev, but he holds that if it's in a conversation with your friend, and your friend said, what's tonight? And you say 35. So your word 35 is mitzdarif with his what's tonight, and then it's like you're saying tonight's the 35th. It's the context coming in a dialogue that provides you with the Hayoim. Everyone agrees that the Hayoim is Ma'akev. The Magen Avraham held that since the Hayoim is Ma'akev, so if you didn't say Hayoim, you didn't do Sefiras HaOmer. The Ali Rabba says that if you say 35 in response to your friend's question, that counts as if you said 35. So that's why the Ali Rabba is concerned even about just saying the number. The Magen Avraham says nothing to be concerned about. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishabur passes like the Magen Avraham, which means that really, l'maisa, if somebody taps you on your shoulder, you know, after Shemoneh Esrei, by Ma'ariv, when you're waiting for the Shliach Tzibur, and the guy says, what's tonight? And you say, 35. That's fine. You're allowed to do that. Halacha l'maisa. You're only not allowed to say, today is the 35th. Right? Or tonight is, you know, is 35. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to avoid. But to just say the number without the hayoim, Mishnah Berurah Paskins does not mess you up with being able to make a bracha later on. Now, what I wonder, you know, according to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, that it's only a problem if you say hayoim. So, you know, they were talking about in Lashon Kodesh, right? That's the way we count spheres. Where you use the word hayoim. I don't know if there's such a good parallel to this in Lashon Kodesh, but in English, a very normal way to say the sentence would be, it's the 35th. And when you say the word it's, that pronoun, it, really refers to hayoim. In Lashon Kodesh, you don't have a word like that. Right, it is the 35th. Does that count like hayoim? You didn't say hayoim, but you said a pronoun that represents hayoim. In Lashon Kodesh, you don't have that, but in English, you do. What would the Magen Avraham say to that? If, your friend says, what's tonight, and you say, it's the 35th, I suspect that would count like a hayoim, even though you didn't say the word hayoim, or even a translation of hayoim, but you said a word that refers to hayoim, right? When you say, it's raining outside, you mean, today, it's raining outside. So when you say, it's the 35th, that means today is the 35th. I didn't find this beforeish anywhere. I don't know. I'm putting it out there as a question to wonder about. But if I had to give a call, I would say that you can't make a bracha anymore if you said it's just like if you said hayyan. But if you just say the number, that's fine. You can still make the bracha. Now, what about this? So that's the first issue that's raised, you know, to this halacha that you're not allowed to respond. So we have this kula from the Magen Avraham that you really are allowed to respond if you just leave out the word hayyan. I just don't respond in a full sentence. And there's another angle that attacks this halacha, and that is what you raised before, that you didn't really mean to fulfill the mitzvah. And whatever happened to Mrs. Suiches Kavana? When the guy said, what's today? And you, without thinking, you just were answering his question, so you just said, today's the 35th. But you just meant to be helping him out. You didn't mean to be doing your mitzvah then. So why is the Abu Joham and the Shulchan Aruch saying, oh no, now you fulfilled your mitzvah, now you can't make the bracha anymore. The mitzvah needs kavana, and I did it without kavana to be yitzei. So this kasha...
I mean, it's like you go to grocery and say, here, oh, here's $35. You send them $35.
Well, no, it's definitely worse than that, because you're referring to the days of the Omer. You didn't just, right, you said, he asked you, what's tonight's Svira, and you say, tonight's 35. So you're referring to the same 35, but you didn't have a mind to fulfill the mitzvah.
I'm saying, if you say, can you please pass me that lulav and asterisk, and I pass it to you, was I yaitza, because I lifted it up and passed it to you?
Great question. It's very similar case.
Gemara says that's why we take it upside down, no? Because once you take it, you're going to be yitzis.
I'm saying,
well, they didn't
take it
upside down. Even without
a
test.
Barry's saying, what about if you're taking it to pass to someone else? Right. Meaning your intention was just to allow him to do the mitzvah, to help him do his mitzvah. You weren't intending for you to do the mitzvah. I think it's a very similar... The truth is that I and Shaman Taisis and Sukkah and Amsacham Taisis brings in Mrs. Zvichas Kavanah to that discussion about that was where Makbet to turn over the Esrig, the Gruss says over there, and I think this is also part of the Taisis. Taisis says that you don't have to worry about it if because of Mrs. Zvichas Kavanah. So, yeah, there's a lot of parallels between the two discussions, but we'll talk today about how the discussion plays out by Sirius Aymer. So the Magen Avraham and the Taz both ask this question, but it's interesting that if you read carefully, they ask it with a little bit of a different nusach, and it makes, as we'll see as we go on in the discussion, there ends up being a big difference between them. They're both bothered that your intention over here is not to do the mitzvah. The Taz, though, asks it with a stronger lashon. The Taz says that your intention is bedafka not to do the mitzvah. It's like negative kavana. Mm-hmm. And the Taz is bothered. How could anyone say that you're yaitzi, your mitzvah like this? Your intention, since you're intending just to have a conversation with him, so that's intention not to do the mitzvah. The Taz Now, in that version of the kasha, it's a very formidable kasha because with intention not to do the mitzvah, no one holds your yaitze. The question of Mitzvah Tzvichetz Kavana is really machlaikas in the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches, there's two opinions, Mitzvah Tzvichetz Kavana, Mitzvah Ein Tzvichetz Kavana. How do we paskin? The Rishonim argue. It's very unclear. Even in the Rambam, there's different stokim in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Matzah sounds like Mitzvah Ein Tzvichetz Kavana. The Rambam in Hilchas Lulav sounds like Mitzvah Ar Tzvichetz Kavana. Other Rishonim come out clearly on one side or the other. The Shulchan Aruch will come too soon, but the Shulchan Aruch even brings down multiple opinions. So it's a wide open question whether Mr. Tzvichetz Kavana or Mr. Ein Tzvichetz Kavana. For Zok the Taz, everyone agrees, even the man the Amma Mr. Ein Tzvichetz Kavana, but he'll still agree that Kavana Shaloi Latzeis, negative Kavana, makes you not Yaitse. Meaning the man the Amma Mr. Ein Tzvichetz Kavana holds that, let's say, if I picked up the lulav without really thinking about why I'm picking it up, I'm Yaitse. If I said Kriya Shema without really thinking about why I'm saying it, or say Kriya Shema, let's say, having in mind just to, I'm checking the Sefer Torah, that's the case in the Mishnah. I'm checking the Sefer Torah, so I'm reading the Pesukim, or I'm learning from the Sefer Torah, so I'm reading the Pesukim, and I say the Pesukim of Kriya Shema. And I did it to learn Torah. So there's an opinion that you Yaitse like that, because he holds Mrs. Ein Tzvichetz Kavana. But Zog the Taz, but even that opinion would agree that if you deliberately wanted to not be Yaitse the Mitzvah, you wouldn't be Yaitse the Mitzvah. And over here, where you're just doing it as part of the conversation with the other person, the Taz thinks that that's like Kavana Shalei Latzeis. And if that's the case, he says, I can't believe anyone would hold that you're really Yaitse. I can't believe that anyone takes this seriously, that if a guy taps you on the shoulder and says, what's tonight? And you answer, then, oh, you're Yaitse, you can't fulfill, you can't make the brach anymore. So the Taz says, I think we're not supposed to take it so seriously. Meaning that it was just meant as a lachatchila. It's not right, it's not nice to do the mitzvah before you're really doing the mitzvah. So it's better to just say last night was the 34th. But if you actually said tonight's the 35th, you could still make the bracha. No one really holds your yaitse with that. After all, it's kavanah shalei latzeis. So no one really holds your yaitse with that. It's just a lachatchila. It was never meant to be ma'akiv b'di'evet. That's what the Taz says. So he really reduces this whole halacha into just a lachatchila and something, therefore, that you never have to worry about. I mean, you're still supposed to observe what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. If someone asks you what's tonight, you're supposed to say last night was the 34th. But if you said tonight's the 35th, the Taz holds, you never have to worry about it, you can still make the bracha. But the Taz is a lone voice on that. He's the only one that viewed this as Kavanah Shaloi Latzeis. The Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabba, others that talk about this question, they viewed it as Stam Kavanah. You didn't mean to be doing the mitzvah. You didn't mean to not be yaitzeh the mitzvah. You just meant to be helping your friend out. You weren't thinking about being yaitzeh the mitzvah. You were thinking you would have said what last night was, but you just weren't thinking. So you said tonight's the 35th. When a person does a mitzvah without thinking, that's called a mitzvah without kavana. It's not positive kavana. It's not negative kavana. So this should be totally on the question of whether mitzvah tzvichas kavana or mitzvah ein tzvichas kavana. So then, the way they ask the kasha, the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabba, the way they ask the question is that why does the Avudram say that you might say, don't we paskin Mr. Tzvichetz Kavana? Their kasha is based on the fact that we paskin Mr. Tzvichetz Kavana. Where do we see that we paskin like that? So if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach, Shulchan Aruch says clearly, Siman Samach is Hilchos Kriya Shema. And in the context of Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Yesh oimim shemitzvos einon tzvichas kavana, v'yesh oimim shemitzvos tzvichas kavana, v'chein halacha." That's the words of the Mechaber. It's very clear. The Mechaber came out on the side that mitzvos tzvichas kavana. So the Eliyahu Rabba asks, if we paskin mitzvos tzvichas kavana, so why are we saying here in Hilchos Kriya Shema that if you told your friend tonight's the 35th, you can't count anymore with a bracha? You told him tonight's the 35th, you did the mitzvah, but you did it without kavana to be yaitzeh. So you shouldn't be yaitzeh. And if you're not yaitzeh, you should still be able to make the bracha. So the Rabbi says that, the Rabbi says something very yisaitistic about Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, but first, okay, there's two yisaitis that go into his teretz. The first is yisaitistic in the context of mitzvah Sfiras Kavana. I said that the Mechaber in Siman Samach brings down both opinions, and then he says, V'chein halacha, on the man da'am mitzvah tzvichetz kavana. But there's a Radvaz, an important sheet of the Radvaz that's quoted by a lot of the Paiskim. The Radvaz says that we only hold mitzvah tzvichetz kavana by a mitzvah d'oraisa, and not by Mr. Rabbanon. I think this has come up before around this table or around the other table in Great Neck, yeah. We've mentioned this Radvaz before. I distinctly remember about Mikra Megillah because it's a very interesting shtickle in Mikra Megillah. The Mishnah says that if somebody's reading the Megillah, but he's just reading it, let's say, to learn the Megillah, not to do the mitzvah, so he's not Yotzei. The Shabur brings down that there's a Mishkan Eis Yaakov who says that that's only true for the daytime reading and not for the nighttime reading. And his reason is because the daytime reading, which is referred to in the Psukim of Megillas Esther, so it's considered like a Dereisa, and there we hold Mr. Sriches Kavana. But the nighttime reading, which was added by the later Chachamim, that's just a Drabbanon, and a Drabbanon is just in Sriches Kavana. So we were talking once about this Purim time when we were having a share about Mikra Megillah, to what extent is considered a deraisa, to what extent it's not considered a deraisa. So this Mishkan Eis Yaakov is very interesting. But the Radvaz says, a call on all the mitzvahs, that we only paskin mitzvahs shriches kavana by a mitzvah deraisa, matzah, lulav, shayfa, that's where the Gemara talks about it. But by a mitzvah derabanan, for example, Natilas Yadayim, mitzvahs ein shriches kavana. Now, if that's true, so Zakta El Yerabba, so what's that going to do for us? Sviras HaEmer, well, we just had it in the Kriyas HaTorah, last Shabbos, right? It was found in the Mechaz Shabbos, Me'im Mevi'echa B'tamar Tenufa, Sheva Shabbos is Tumim is Tiyana, Tispu Chamishim Yoim, so it's all written out in the Torah, so it would appear to be a Mitzvah Deraisa. But it's really not so simple. Many, many Rishonim say that, true, it's a Mitzvah in the Torah, but the Mitzvah in the Torah is to count the days from the offering of the Korban HaEmer. So it's only if we offer the Korban HaOmer, then there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Torah is to count the days from the Korban. If there's a Korban, then there's a mitzvah to count the days. If there is no Korban, then there is no mitzvah to count the days. And our minhag seems to follow that shita, because every night after we count Sriras HaOmer, what's the first thing we say? Harachamon hu yachas ilanu abodis beis hamikdash mekayim b'meher b'yameinu. So Tosfos and Megillah asks, Megillah of Chaf, Megillah asks, why do we say this over here with Sefiras HaOmer? What does that have to do with Sefiras HaOmer per se? It's a nice thing to say all the time, right? That we should daven for the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt. But what does that have to do with Sefiras HaOmer? Zok Tosfos, because every time that we count Sefiras HaOmer, we acknowledge that we're really missing something, because we can't really do the full mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer. The full mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer is to count from the Hakravas HaOmer, and we don't have Hakravas HaOmer. So we're doing a very watered-down version of Sefiras HaOmer. So then we put in this tefillah, so that we should have the mitzvah deraisa back. But nowadays it's only Drabbanan. That's Tosfos in Megillah. The Ramban and the Baal HaMor also say like that in Psachim, that Sefiras HaOmer is mounted as only Drabbanan. The Rambam argues, the Rambam says that it's Deraisa, even today, even though we don't bring the Korban HaOmer, but there's still a mitzvah Deraisa to count Sefiras HaOmer. It's interesting, there's two ways to explain why the Rambam holds that it's still Deraisa nowadays. The Poshup Shad is because the Rambam holds it's not really related to the Korban HaOmer. You know, it would be easy to say that, yeah, it happens to be from the day of the Hakravas HaOmer, but it's really about counting to Kabbalah HaTorah. That, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, who talks about the Shrashe HaMitzvah, he says the idea behind the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer is because the most foundational thing in Judaism is the Torah, and we want to demonstrate how excited we are about Kabbalah HaTorah, dafka after Yetzias Mitzrayim, so as to demonstrate that just being free is not so valuable to us, it's really all about getting the Torah. You could take that approach, and that would explain why it's deraisa even nowadays. We don't have the Korban HaOmer, that's just a detail. It's really all about counting for Zman Ma'an Teresenu. But that's not, so that's one possibility. But it doesn't seem that way in the Rambam. If you look for Hilchas Sefiras HaOmer in the Rambam, it's very interesting.
It doesn't sound like this in the Chumash either.
That's true. The Chumash puts it together with the Korban. It doesn't say that you're counting because of the Korban, I guess, yeah.
It doesn't say anything about Kabbalah Sotera,
though. True, right. No, it definitely doesn't. It never says even that Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Sotera. That's true. But in the Rambam, if you look for Hilchas Sefiras HaOmer in Shulchan Aruch, You'll find it in Hilchos Pesach. It's in Arach Chaim, where it talks about all the Yom Tovim, and between Pesach and Shavuos, you have the mitzvah of Sirus HaEmer. According to what I'm saying, you'd expect that Hilchos Sirus HaEmer we would find in Zmanim, in, you know, in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, right, after the Halachas of the Seder, or somewhere, maybe in a separate section, but in, say, for Zmanim, where it's talking about the Yom Tovim. Or maybe, if it's all about the chashivas of Torah, so it should be in Hilchas Yisodei Torah, you know, or Hilchas Talmud Torah, which is in Sefer Hamada. Hilchas Talmud Torah, we're talking about the chashivas of Talmud Torah, the Rambam should say, and therefore we count the days till Sefirot Haomer, or till Matan Torah. But it's not. No, it's not in Haflah either. It's in Hilchas Tamidin and Musafin. Sefirot Haomer is found in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Tamidin and Musafin. The Rambam says that on the 16th day of Nisan, we bring a Korban HaOmer, and then we count the next 49 days. And then the Rambam spends a few paragraphs going through the halachas of Sefirot HaOmer. But it's all in Hilchos Tamidin U'Musafim. So it's a little bit hard to say that the Rambam Dafka of all the Rishonim, he's the one that doesn't consider it so closely related to Sefirot, to the Korban HaOmer. He considers it just about Matan Torah. The Rambam seems, on the contrary, to very much consider this a kachim dika halacha. So what's pshat then that the Rambam holds that it's still considered deraisa nowadays? So the, if I'm not mistaken, Reb Chaim said that the pshat is the Rambam holds avada, it's the mitzvah is related to the hakarvas hakarban, but like the Gemara says, Gil Daf Yud and a few other places, that we're makriv and afal pishein bayis, that the Beis HaMikdash is not ma'akev in HaKravas Karbonos. So there's still a chiyuv to bring the Karbon HaOmer nowadays. We didn't bring it, because right, we couldn't. This, I think we've had shiur, we had a shiur about this, we went into great detail. What are the obstacles to bringing Karbonos nowadays, especially nowadays that, you know, Klal Yisrael even has ownership over, you know, has shlita, politically over the Makom HaMikdash. Well, maybe we don't exactly, but we kind of do almost next door. Maybe if we really wanted to, we could make a push for it. But so the Pesachim discussed, would it be a good idea, would it not be a good idea? How do you deal with the obstacles like Tumah, like Big Day Kahuna, like the Yichus of the Kehanim, like the Makom HaMizbeach? We once had a whole shiur going into that discussion. But it's technical reasons that stop us from bringing the Karbonos. But it's not that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the mitzvah of Karbonos went off. So Reb Chaim said, that's the Pshat of the Rambam. The mitzvah of Sefirot HaOmer is to count from the Zman of the Hakravas HaOmer. And that Zman comes. And we were chayev to bring a Karbon HaOmer. We were in Oinus. We didn't bring it, for better or for worse, whether, you know, with good reasons or not good reasons. But since there was a mitzvah to bring that Hakravas HaOmer, and we'll say more than that, the mitzvah of Shtei Alachem, which is, right, that's the Karbon Mincha that we bring on Shavuos, which is also written together with the Sefirot HaOmer. Right, the parsha of Sefirot HaOmer begins with Miyom Aviyechem Asemra Tenufa. You're supposed to count from the day of the Omer, and Tisbuch Hamishim Miyom VeKravtem Mincha Chadasha LaHashem. That Mincha Chadasha that we bring on the Hamishim Miyom, that's the Shtei Alechem. That's the carbon of Shavuos. So right now, you know, it's on day 34, where we have a mitzvah that in 15 days from now, we're supposed to bring the Shtei Alechem. And that mitzvah is in effect, because we're makriven alfa pi she'ein bayis. So that's why the Sefirot HaOmer is still deraisa. Not because it's not connected to the karbonos. It is connected to the karbonos, but the karbonos are still in effect. Even if we didn't actually bring it, but okay, that's we failed to do that mitzvah. But there's no reason why we shouldn't do the other mitzvah, because the mitzvahs are also, all these mitzvahs are still in effect. That's what Reb Chaim explains to the Rambam. I'll go upon it, but it's a little bit of a tangent. Be that as it may, the Rambam shita is that Sefirot HaOmer is still deraisa, but the Ramban and the Baal Amar, Baalei HaTosfos, and most Rishonim hold that Sefirot HaOmer nowadays is only drabanan. So the Eliyahu Rabba says that's the solution to this mystery. Why was the Shulchan Aruch so concerned when a guy taps me on the shoulder and says, "What's tonight?" And you say, "It's the 35th, or tonight's the 35th. "Oh no, I can't do the mitzvah anymore. I can't make the bracha anymore." What do you mean? I didn't have kavana. Teretz is because the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, like Tosfos, Ramban, Rav Yishayim, it's Sefirot HaOmer is Drabanan. And following the Radvaz, that on a mitzvah d'rabbanon, we pass a mitzvah is einan sriches kavana. So therefore, you yotzei with this kavanah-less answer that you gave to your friend. If it was a mitzvah d'oraisa, you wouldn't be yaitzeh because it's a zvichas kavanah. But since mitzvah is ein zvichas kavanah, since it's a mitzvah d'rabbanon, according to most rishonim, so that makes it that you're yaitzeh even without kavanah, and then you can't make the brach anymore. As far as how we paskin, like I said, the Tosfos holds it's d'rabbanon, Tosfos and men rishonim, the Rambam holds it's d'oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha at the beginning of Taf Beis Tes, he says that people say the Rambam is a das yachid. He says he's really not such a das yachid. He brings a few other rishonim that even though they're not explicit, he thinks it sounds from a few other rishonim that they hold like the Rambam that Sefiras Yomer is still deraisa. So it's really an open question. There's rishonim on both sides, but in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that it's drabbanon. What's the raya that the Shulchan Aruch passes as drabbanon? Because when the Shulchan Aruch talks about counting bein hashmashos, so he says that hamedaktikim noyagim to wait until tzeitzei kochavim. Right? Meaning the best way to do the mitzvah is to wait until after bein hashmashos, wait till it's vadei laila. It sounds like he's not really obligating you to wait until vadei laila. A mitzvah like matzah, if you do it being a shmashis, you have to redo it because it's only a suffix whether you eat it or not. So right, on a mitzvah day, right? So we would obligate you to wait until or for that matter, kriyashma. If a person reads kriyashma being a shmashis, he has to repeat kriyashma because the mitzvah day, right? So you have to be sure that you eat it. How come when it comes to Sefiras Yomer, he says hamedaktikim noyegim? Like if you're really from, but that sounds like if you want to do it being a shmashis, even if we wouldn't approve so much, but we'd let you get away with that, you'd be yaitzei being a shmashis. Teretz is because he holds it to the Rabbanon. And on a mitzvah Rabbanon, Safek, Rabbanon, Lekula. Benesh Mashis is a Safek. So that which you could be Yaitzeh, even B'diyevit, you could be Yaitzeh, Benesh Mashis, is a raya that we really pass on the Benesh Mashis as the Rabbanon. According to the Eli Rabbah, this sif that we've been talking about today is another raya. That which the Mechaber says, that if someone taps you on the shoulder and says, what's tonight? You should say, last night was the 34th, and don't say tonight the 35th. What do you mean? What's wrong with saying tonight the 35th? You won't be Yaitzeh anyway because you didn't have Kavanah. Teretz is, on the Mitzvah Drabbanah, Mitzvah saying Tzvichas Kavanah. So that's why we're concerned that you Yaitzeh. So that means that we're paskening that Sefiras Yomer is a Mitzvah Drabbanah. So this is another raya that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that it's a Mitzvah Drabbanah. That's the Eli Rabbah's Mahalach. His answer to the question of why are we concerned that you Yaitzeh over here? After all, you didn't have Kavanah. Is based on the Radvaz, that Mr. Drabbanon don't need Kavanah, and based on the Tosis, that Sefiras Yomer nowadays is a Mr. Drabbanon. The Magen Avraham will also ask the Kasha. He answers it differently. The Magen Avraham's Teretz is a little bit complicated. Because I have to clarify, usually when we talk about Mr. Sviches Kavanah, Mr. Ein Sviches Kavanah, which one is the chumrah? Which one is the kula? Right, if let's say we're talking about matzah, and the person ate matzah, but he didn't have kavanah. He ate matzah. He thought it was just a cracker, and he was hungry. He forgot it was Pesach or whatever, and he ate the matzah. So then he says, "Oh no, was I yaitzei or not? Do I have to redo the mitzvah?" So that's telling why the Mitzvah Tzuriches Kavanah, Mitzvah Sein Tzuriches Kavanah. If Mitzvah Tzuriches Kavanah, you have to do it again. So over there, the Chumrah would be to pass in Mitzvah Tzuriches Kavanah. If we pass in Mitzvah Sein Tzuriches Kavanah, that means you don't have to do it again. You're a Yaitzeh. So it's a Kula to pass in Mitzvah Sein Tzuriches Kavanah. Usually when we're talking about Mitzvah Tzuriches Kavanah, Mitzvah Sein Tzuriches Kavanah, we're saying how many requirements are there to fulfill the mitzvah? And since your goal is always to fulfill a mitzvah, so the fewer requirements, the easier it is. So it's a kula to say Mrs. Ein Sviches Kavanah. It's a chumrah to say Mrs. Sviches Kavanah. That's true 99 times out of 100. Right? Whenever we're talking about Mrs. Sviches Kavanah or not, the tzad chumrah is to say Mrs. Sviches Kavanah. But in this scenario, it got reversed. Because the guy that comes to his rabbi and says, oh no, my friend asked me what's tonight, and I said it's the 35th. Did I just blow it? Was I yaitzei my mitzvah? He doesn't want to have blown it, right? He wants to have not been yaitzei, right? To be yaitzei means you blew it. Mm-hmm. He wants to have not been yaitzei so he can still make the bracha. So he's hoping that he wasn't yaitzei, meaning he's hoping that Mr. Sviches Kavanah. Over here, he'll breathe a sigh of relief if we tell him you weren't yaitzei because Mr. Sviches Kavanah. So Mr. Sviches Kavanah is the kula, And he says, Ein Zichis Kavanah is the Chumra. So this is a very different kind of discussion than usual. Okay, so what does that do for us? We learned in Simon Samach, Shulchan Aruch said, he was passing a Mr. Sviches Kavanah. Zok the Magen Avram, he didn't really mean that we pass in that way, that he's deciding that side is correct and the other side is incorrect. What he meant was that you have to be chayshish for that side. That since there's a man da'om and Mr. Sviches Kavanah, so in order to fulfill a mitzvah, you have to have kavanah. Mm-hmm. Because that side might be right. And I can't let you get away with doing a mitzvah without kavanah because we might very well hold Mr. Tzviches Kavanah. In other words, he was being choshesh l'chumra for the mandam of Mr. Tzviches Kavanah. That's all when Mr. Tzviches Kavanah is a chumra. But over here, where Mr. Tzviches Kavanah is a kula, Suzak the Magen Avraham, the Mechaber never meant to say that we could rely on Mr. Tzviches Kavanah even l'kula. The Mechaber really meant to leave it as a safek. And we go, you know, zil hachal l'chumra v'zil hachal l'chumra. You have to be machmer in both directions. So when someone's saying, do I need to have kavanah when I eat my matzah? So we say, yeah. Or when I read Kriya Shema, we say, yes, you have to have kavanah. V'chein halacha, Mr. Tzviches Kavanah, v'chein halacha, you have to have kavanah. But when we say, can I still make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer if I already can't do without kavanah? That means, can I rely on l'kula that Mr. Tzviches Kavanah? So to that we say, no. Because there's a man that Mr. Saint Tzviches Kavanah, and he also might be right. We're choshesh l'chumra in both directions. So over here, we're choshesh for the man that Mr. Saint Tzviches Kavanah, and usually we're choshesh for the man that Mr. Tzviches Kavanah. We're choshesh for both of them, and therefore you have to be choshesh over here that you were already yaitzei. So the Magen Avraham and the Eli Rabba, they both end up at the same place. That if a person said, today's the 35th, he can't count anymore. But according to the Eli Rabba, it's Bevada. He can't count anymore because since this is a Mr. Drabanon, Mrs. Ein Tzviches Kavanah, so he was Yotze. According to the Magen Avraham, it's really that Misafik he can't count anymore because since Mrs. It doesn't matter if it's Derais or Drabanon, but Mrs. might not need Kavanah. And if they don't need Kavanah, then he was already Yotze and he can't make his bracha anymore. So according to the Magen Avraham, it's Misafik that we don't allow him to make the bracha. According to Eli Rabba, it's Bevada that we don't allow him to make the bracha. Now, there's one more sheet that we could put into this discussion about Mr. Tzviches Kavanah and Tzviches Kavanah, and that's the Magen Avraham, that is the Vilna Gaon. The Gra, he says that when the Mechaber and Simon Samach passed Mr. Tzviches Kavanah, he meant the Peteros Avadai. We absolutely pass like that sheet that mitzvahs are Tzviches Kavanah, you're never yet to that Kavanah. And that which some wanted to differentiate between Deraises and Derabbanons, that's wrong too. The Gra disagrees. All mitzvahs need kavanah. You all right, which again, under most circumstances, that's a big chumra. You always need kavanah. You're not yetzi without kavanah, and that's pateras vaday. But in this circumstance, of course, it's a big kula. That means right. That you're definitely not yetzi when you were just answering your friend. So, what does the Gra do with this line in the Shulchan Aruch? He argues with it. The Gra says that I argue with this Shulchan Aruch. It's wrong. That's, you know, the Gra doesn't mind doing that. The Gra sometimes disagrees with the Mechaber, and he says that. There's nothing wrong with answering. In fact, even the Chachila, the Gra says, there's nothing wrong with answering your friend. If he taps you on the shoulder and says, what's tonight? You say, tonight's the 35th. Nothing wrong with that. Because Mrs. Tzviches Kavanah, the Mechaber that said you should say last night was the 34th, the Mechaber maybe was going like the man Dharma is the same Tzviches Kavanah. But if that's what he was going like, he's wrong. We pass him Mrs. Tzviches Kavanah. The Mechaber himself in Hilchas Kriyas were passing that way, so it's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore I'm not going to be Cheshish for this line in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, the Gra says that you could just answer him straight because you're not going to relate to this anyway because Mr. Tzviches Kavanah. So now we have, I would say, we have a lineup of four different shitois, meaning four people that answered this kasha. Hey, what happened to Mr. Tzviches Kavanah? We have the Gra who says, yeah, Mr. Tzviches Kavanah, and this halacha is wrong. So you could, it's l'chadchili, you could just answer the guy. We have the Taz, who said that this is like kavanah shalei latzeis, and therefore you're surely not yaitzei when you negative answer your friend. It's like negative kavanah, but it's a lachatchila. The Shulchan Aruch thought that it's a better idea not to. So lachatchila you shouldn't. But so the Gra says even lachatchila you could say tonight's the 35th. The Taz says lachatchila you shouldn't, but b'di'eved it's fine if you said tonight's the 35th. You could still count with the bracha. The the Magen Avraham says that if you said tonight's the 35th, you can't count anymore with the bracha because you might have already been yaitzei. And the fourth one is the Eli Rabba. He says that if you said tonight's the 35th, you can't count anymore with the bracha because you vade were already yaitzei. L'halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, we paskin like the Magen Avraham and the Eli Rabba, that you can't count anymore with the bracha. Meaning we don't, even though there is a taz and there is a gra that would allow us to still make a bracha, but we don't rely on that. So we're choshev for the Magen Avraham and the Eli Rabba. If someone asked you what's tonight and you said tonight's the 35th, you would not be able to count anymore with the bracha. That's so far. Meaning, based on, so far what we worked through is one angle of attacking this halacha was that you didn't say hayyim, and that's a very good point. So therefore, our whole discussion is only if you said hayyim. The second angle is about Mr. Sriches Kavana. We got four responses to that. But what we came away with is that, at least according to some Paiskim, we still have what to worry about. So if you said tonight's the 35th, you can't make a brach anymore.
So along that grid of you know, mitzvah, srikas, kavana, maybe don't, maybe then,
right.
Maybe you'll say, you know, some, but maybe get paid.
Yeah.
So saying Shema, just plenty of room practical for almost every day. Maariv, if you, or Shabbos, you say Shema and you don't have kavana, you're pulling the string, you're on rope, going through.
Right.
So then, according to the Gra, you would have to say Shema over again. According to the Magen Avraham, you would not have to say
Shema. No, according to the Magen Avraham also, you would have to say Shema over again. Right, and according to the Eli Rabba, I think according to everyone, you would have to say Shema over again. Except, so, okay, it's good you're asking. We're not really going to go into that subject in detail, but once you're asking that question, meaning, yeah, everyone agrees that you're not Yaitzei Kriya Shema without Kavana. So does that mean that if a person is just sitting in shul and going by rote, so he's not Yaitzei, he should, when he chaps, he has to daven again?
That's what he's doing there.
Ah, so this Mishnah Berurah brings a very, very important kula from the Chayyadim. We'll just speak this out quickly. Chayyadim says that if it's something that there's really no other reason why you're doing it, why are you saying Kriya Shema? You're saying because it's a mitzvah. You're not thinking about it because your mind is elsewhere. But that's the reason why you're saying, because there's no other reason why you'd be saying Kriya Shema. So then, b'di'evad, that could count as kavana. It's not the ideal version of kavana, but that's good enough. The cases of where we say you're not yaitzi because you didn't have kavana is when you're doing it for a different reason. Like over here, where you're doing it to help your friend. So, for example, if you were saying Kriya Shema to teach someone how to say Kriya Shema, then we would say you're not Yaitzei. But if you're saying Kriya Shema because you're sitting in shul and your sitter is open, and that's what you do when you sit in shul and your sitter is open, well, okay, so right now you're just thinking, let's say you're thinking about what time you have to make it to the office. But if I would pull you out of your daydream and say, what are you doing? You'd say, I'm saying Kriya Shema. And if I would ask you, why are you saying Kriya Shema? You'd say, because it's a mitzvah. If I made you stop daydreaming and tell me why you're doing it, you would give the right answers. So the Chayyadim says that's called kavana. But that's good enough. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that down. And that's what.
Only if you would give the right answers.
Right.
If you were learning with someone.
If you're learning, let's say, Parshas Vayeshanan, and that's why you say Kriya Shema, then you're not Yaitzei. Right? That's the classic mitzvah without kavana. That you're not Yaitzei because Mr. Tzrichas Kavana. But the daydream, the mind being elsewhere, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chayyadim that we have what to be Samech on. Okay, but coming back to the Spheres of Aymer. So there is a third angle, again, so we went through two angles from which we attack this Chiddush of the Avud Roham that you're supposed to say what last night was not supposed to say tonight.
You could definitely have negative Kavana also, right?
Yes, that's true, right? If the chatchila, you deliberately have negative kavana, then that'll help also, yes. Now, there's a third angle, and that is that if a person says, what's tonight, and you say, let's say you say, tonight's the 35th day of the Aymer, that's still not a complete sphira. When you're really counting sphiras of Aymer, you don't just say, tonight's the 35th day of the Aymer, you say, tonight's the 35th day, which is 5 weeks of the Aymer. The Gemara, Abaya, in Menachas, Samach Beis, I think. Abaya says, Mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, or Mitzvah l'mimni shvui. There's a mitzvah to count both days and weeks. So, when you just say tonight's the 35th, which is presumably what a person would normally answer if he's just in conversation with his friend, he didn't do the mitzvah the way that Abaye said. So why are we concerned that he would be Yitzhak? So first of all, it's not so clear that we pass on like Abaye. Because the Gemara then says that a Meimar only counted days and not weeks. And he said it's just a Zecher LeMikdash. That's the basis for that sheet that we were talking about before. The Ramban, the Malamar, and Taisis, that is only Drabbanan nowadays. But then the Gemara says that my Rav Ashi said that no, we should count the days and the weeks. And so we pass it like that, that we're supposed to count the days and the weeks. But the Mishmur actually brings down two opinions about, right? The Chayk Yaakov holds that the Iker really is like a Memer, that you don't have to count weeks, that the whole weeks is not Ma'akev v'diyavid. But the Eli Rabo says that the weeks is Ma'akev. Okay, let's work with the assumption that the weeks is Ma'akev. What exactly is the mitzvah to count weeks? So we all know how we do it, right? We count every night, all 49 nights, because the first six, there's no weeks to talk about. But the last 43 days of the Omer, we have a long sentence. We count the days and the weeks. And that follows the Rambam. That's the Rambam's formula. The Rambam says that every day of the 49 days of the Omer, starting from 7 and on, you're supposed to refer to the days and the weeks. But other Rishonim, the Baal Amar in particular, the Baal Amar says that's absolutely not necessary. It's true, there's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. So how do you count days? Every day you say what day you're up to. And how do you count weeks? Every week you say what week you're up to. So that means that on the seventh day there's a mitzvah to say this is 1 week. And on the 14th day there's a mitzvah to say this is 2 weeks. Tonight actually is such a day, right? On the 35th day there's a mitzvah to say that it's 5 weeks. But on the 33rd and 34th day there was no mitzvah to count weeks. The mitzvah to count weeks is only b'yoymi d'mishlam shvui, on the days that end the week, right? Or weekends in English, right? On the weekends. On the weekends, there's a mitzvah to count weeks, but on the other days, there's no mitzvah to count weeks. That's the Baal Amar Shita. He argues with the Rambam. And there's another Shita, which, again, okay, a little bit unrelated, but I want to mention anyway, that argues with the Rambam from a different direction. Because the Rambam says that every night of the 49 nights, you count, or, you know, to the extent possible, you count the days and you count the weeks. The Baal Amar disagrees with the Rambam about weeks. He says the weeks is not a mitzvah for every day. It's only for the Yom Yom Mishlam Shui. There's a Rav Yah who argues with the Rambam about days and says you don't have to count the total of days every night. The mitzvah of counting the days is just to count how many days there are towards the next week. In other words, let's not use tonight for an example. Let's use last night. Last night, we would say, last night, according to the Rav Yah, you wouldn't say it's the 34th day of the Omer. You would say it's 4 weeks and 6 days. Because the first 28 days, I don't have to count. I say it's 4 weeks. That covers 28 days. But how many days is it beyond 4 weeks? So that those days I have to mention. The mitzvah, it's really what it sounds like is that the mitzvah is to count weeks. And whatever days are not included in your count of the weeks, you have to count separately.
So Shabbos is to me, right? Maybe it sounds like a week, right?
So the Iker, oh yeah, but there is another pasuk that says Tisbu Chamishim Yoyin. He seems to be downplaying that pasuk. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Rav Yah, that you don't need every night to say the sum total of the days. Now, that Rav Yah has nothing to do with our discussion. I'm just bringing it in because, sort of to present the range of shittos about how we count Sefiras HaOmer. So you have the Rambam who says that every day we do the days and the weeks. You have the Baal Amar who says every day we do the days, but you don't need the weeks every day, you just do the weeks, b'yayim d'mishlam shvui. And you have the Rav Yah who says you don't need the days every day, you really just counting weeks, and you just include those days that are in excess of the total from the weeks. Now, the Magen Avraham says that we paskin like the Baal Amar and the Rav Yah lakula, meaning that the weeks are not ma'akev if it's not a yom in the Mishlam Shvui, and the days are not ma'akev the days are not ma'akev that you say the total of them is as long as you refer to them by referring to the weeks. So that's how the Magen Avraham paskins. Again, we're going to put the Rav Yah aside because that's not relevant to our discussion. Because in this guy in conversation, right? He got tapped on the shoulder while waiting for the chazan, and his friend said, "What's tonight?" So he's probably not doing the Rav Yoh, but he, right, typically he would answer with a number, right? Or with Hayoyim, you know, Hayoyim, today's the third, tonight is the 35th. So if he says tonight's the 35th, is he even Yaitse? Right, here the Avraham is saying that you can't say the bracha anymore because you already did the mitzvah, but I didn't do the mitzvah because I didn't say the number of weeks. And tonight's a, you know, a particularly striking example of this because mm-hmm. your mamash didn't say the weeks. So Eli Rava says that's absolutely right. That on tonight, if somebody says it's the 35th day of the Omer, he didn't count the weeks. And at least on a night like tonight, you got to count the weeks. But Yom Mishnah Shvui, everyone agrees they have to count the weeks, so you wouldn't be Yitzei. So this whole chiddush of the Avudraham, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that you should say last night doesn't apply tonight. Tonight, you could say it's the 35th. Or at least b'diavad, certainly, if a person said it's the 35th, then that does not, he could still make the bracha, because he was for sure not Yitzei. But it would be negeya last night, tomorrow night, right? On those nights where there is, where the weeks are not ma'akev, right, on the 36th day, we pass on like the Balamora, the weeks are not ma'akev, so then we could hear where the Avraham mm-hmm. is coming from, that if a person said it's the 36th, then, and he could be Yitzei with that, so then you can't make your bracha anymore. But then the Eli Rabba says a chiddush, and the Mishnah Berurah endorses this, and this is really a complete game changer in this whole discussion, and it pulls together a lot of things that we've been talking about so far. And the Eli Rabba says that I think that even on the days that are not Yom Mishlam Shvui, even on the days like 36th, the 37th, the 38th, where the weeks are not ma'akev, I still think that we could use the fact that he didn't count weeks to say that he wasn't Yaitzei. Because even though the weeks aren't ma'akev, but since when he means to do the mitzvah, he always says weeks. Right? He looks in a sitter, he davens, you know, he counts the way all of Klal Yisrael counts. And our minug is, we follow the Rambam, our minug is that we count the days and the weeks. So when, exactly. So when he counts the days without the weeks, it's like a gilui das that he doesn't mean to be doing it for the mitzvah. So that makes it like kavanah shaloi latzeis. It's a gilui das that he's having kavanah shaloi latzeis. And then the Eli Rabba says, this svara that by deviating from the minhag and leaving out the weeks, it's a gilui das, they don't mean to be yoytzei. How confident am I in this svara? Let's call it a wishy-washy svara. But you know what? I don't need such great confidence in this svara because remember the Taz? The Taz said that this is always considered kavanah shel latzeis. Because mm-hmm. what are you doing? You're helping your friend. So that the Taz held, that's by definition kavanah shel latzeis. Now, that svara was also a little bit dubious. We weren't so confident relying on the Taz. But now if you could put together the Taz who holds that just being in conversation makes a kavanah shel latzeis. Plus this new svara that leaving out the weeks, even when the weeks are ma'akev, but leaving out the weeks is a gilui das that you don't mean to be doing the mitzvah. That's enough for me to say this is kavanah shel latzeis. And so Zokta Eli Rabba, I would say that all the days, whether it's the Yom Mishlam Shvui or Yom Yom Mishlam Shvui, right, whether it's the 35th like tonight or the 36th like tomorrow night, if you just said today's the 35th, 36th, but you didn't say the weeks, you're not Yaitzei. If it's tonight, so your mom is not Yaitzei because you didn't say the weeks, and the weeks are Ma'akev. Even when it's tomorrow night, when the weeks are not Ma'akev, but by leaving out the weeks, you indicate that you don't mean to be Yaitzei. And the Taz anyway holds that we always believe that you don't mean to be Yaitzei, so that's enough to be considered Kavanah Shel Latzeis, and you're not going to be Yaitzei. So where is the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch in effect? Where would we ever paskin that you can't, that if you say what tonight is, you can't count anymore with a bracha? Only the first 6 days. That's what the Eli Rabba says. Only on the first 6 days. Then you can't count anymore, because then there's no mitzvah of counting weeks. And there isn't even a minute of counting weeks. So then if you said today's the 4th, today's the 5th, so then you can't count anymore with a bracha. But once you reach day 7 and on, you're never going to have that halacha. That's the kula of the Eli Rabba. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion, he says, okay, the Eli Rabba has this very, very big kula, and he got it by putting together two svarais that are both debatable, right? This svar, again, on the Yomim de Mishlam Shvui, he's great. I mean, then it's undeniable. You're not Yotze without counting weeks. But on the other, right, that's tonight. So tonight, no one has to worry about it. But on the other nights, the other 6 days of the week, so then his svara was debatable. It was, you know, he thought that this is what to rely on, but there was one svara that the Gilui Das makes it like Kavanah Shel Yotzeis, and then there's the Taz that being in conversation makes it Kavanah Shel Yotzeis. Okay, let's say I'm not convinced because both of these svaras are questionable svaras. Dr. Mishavura, but let's not forget, we have in our back pocket, we have a Gra. Mm-hmm. Who laughed at this whole halacha. He said that mitzvah sviches kavana, and nothing that you say in a conversation with a friend could possibly fulfill the mitzvah, and according to the Gra, even the chatchila, there's nothing wrong with just answering your friend. Now, ordinarily, we don't rely on the Gra, right? He was like a das yachid among all the paiskim, so we weren't willing to allow you to make a bracha just based on this Gra. But Dr. Mishnah Brura, if we would rely on the Gra, then that would apply the first 6 nights also. But we don't rely on the Gra by itself. But when we talk about putting together a bunch of, right, this is what Paisim call making a sniff. A sniff means an attachment. So we're attaching the Taz, who says that's always considered Kavanah Shel Yotzeis, with the El Yerabah, who says that leaving out the weeks is a Gilui Das, that's Kavanah Shel Yotzeis. And then attach a third piece, the Gra, who holds that without Kavana in the positive, you're never Yaitse. With all three of those together, there's more than enough to rely on. And therefore, he says, Halacha Lamaisa, any night from the 7th and on, if a person answered with the saying, tonight's the 35th or tonight's the 36th, it's okay. He could still count with the Bracha. Even if L'chatchila, it's better not to. The Taz says L'chatchila, you shouldn't sort of, I guess not to get involved in the possible mechshelim, but the evidence never makes a problem. So that's and that's the halacha lemaisa. So this halacha, which like I said at the beginning, is really the most well known halacha in Hilchos Sfiras Ayomer, but it's a little bit overrated. It is something that we try to be chayish for lachatchila. If somebody asks you, "Was tonight?" You should say, "Last night was the 34th." But if you said it's the 35th, or tomorrow, if you said it's the 36th, you don't have to go ask a shayla. You can still count with a bracha.
The ones that hold that we're counting.